Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A Wednesday get-together, mothership up and piloting by yours truly, Jody Mack, the usual captain, D.A., decided to take a little downtime, and I'm sure he's not happy about the fact that everything blew up in the National Football League last night. As a matter of fact, let's find out how unhappy he is, because we get him before he gets on his plane to get out of Dodge this morning. D.A., where were you last night when we found out that Odell Beckham Jr. was heading from New York to Cleveland?
This is how committed to the show I am, Jody Mack. I'm calling from beautiful Newark Airport. It's the only thing that can make me feel sicker this morning than knowing that I'm not actually on the air to react to the Odell Beckham trade. I was out to dinner last night. I put my phone on silent. I'd gone out to dinner with friends. I put my phone back on as I get back into my car, and I've got 28 missed text messages, and everybody's blowing me up about the Odell Beckham trade. And my first reaction was, no way, because we had heard the rumors, but they always just seemed to be total smoke because there was such a cap hit to trade Odell Beckham. It didn't seem to make any sense. And my first reaction was, Dave Gettleman doesn't have a plan. How a couple of weeks ago he can say, we've signed him not to trade him, we've got no plan to trade him, and then a couple of weeks later they do trade him, but not even get a big haul in return, just leaves me scratching my head. And I already had question marks about Dave Gettleman as the GM of the Giants. Now I've got even bigger question marks.
All right, plan aside, we now move forward. Do you think the Giants got enough in exchange for Odell Beckham Jr.?
Absolutely not. I mean, he's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, and I think you've got to take Antonio Brown's cost out of this. If anybody says, well, look, they got more than they got for Antonio Brown, that's ridiculous. That's foolish, because Antonio Brown was shooting his way out of town as we speak, and the Steelers just could not afford to keep him anymore. He was just too much of a headache, and they knew there was no resolution. Odell Beckham wasn't doing that. In fact, Odell Beckham spoke about last night on social media how this is bittersweet, how he wanted to stay as a New York Giant. So to me, to only get a first-round draft pick, essentially, let's take Jabril Peppers out of this, because we don't know what Peppers is going to be. But then we throw in the second, third-round pick for the Cleveland Browns. I don't think that's nearly enough of a haul, and that's what makes me scratch my head. Was this Dave Gettleman getting gun-happy, trigger-happy, because he saw the haul for Antonio Brown and said, well, they couldn't even get a one for AB, so at least I get a one? To me, when I look at this haul, I said, that's not enough to trade Odell Beckham.
Do you buy Beckham's woe is me, I really wanted to stay into New York social media posting?
I believe that Odell Beckham loves New York for his brand. I think he loves New York knowing that the attention he can get in New York and the endorsements he can get in New York and the pretty people and the fashion week and all this stuff that he loves, he wants New York for. But I don't believe that he is resentful or bittersweet about leaving a quarterback situation and perhaps a losing situation. I think he knows having Eli Manning throw him the football or a rookie quarterback like Dwayne Haskins is going to be a lot of headaches, and for him, probably a lot of frustration. And maybe the Giants were getting ahead of this. Maybe they just knew the thing was going to blow up and get the ticking time bomb out, because with bad quarterbacking this year, which feels inevitable, that he was just going to explode. But you can't tell me he'd prefer to expand his brand in Cleveland. And no offense to Cleveland, but Odell is all about the marketability and all about the Broadway, and New York gave him all of that.
How badly, and I'm sure you texted with him last night, how badly are you going to miss giving your producer, Mr. Marash, a ration of you-know-what, since he boldly stated yesterday, stop with the Odell Beckham to Cleveland talk?
Oh, it's just so amazing. Isn't this so delicious, Jody? All day yesterday, Mraz is just defiantly telling everybody in Cleveland, wagging his finger, there's no way they're going to trade Odell. You guys are delusional. You guys have no idea. And they trade him, and he's got to eat so much crow. He had to eat so much crow, he had to shut down his phone on the night that Odell got traded. He had to log off of social media because the fire got that hot. That just goes to show you, freezing cold takes his all over him. Cleveland Browns fans are all over him. It just goes to show you there is karma. There is a football god. And he looked down on Mraz and said, you know what, buddy? You deserve a whole helping spoonful tonight.
As passionate as he is about the Giants, we have found out that he actually knows nothing about what the Giants are doing. But that's we'll talk to Mraz about that later. After that, I had already gone to bed. As you know, I think most of the listeners know I'm a Jet guy. Have been my entire life. I do remember the 69 Super Bowl as a wee lad. We're going to get back there sometime before I die, or at least I hope. Will Le'Veon Bell help them do that for me with the late signing last night?
Man, it's huge. After the Anthony Barr thing happened and it looked like he was a Jet and then he turned around and said he's not a Jet, it felt very Jets-ish. I was in the newsroom yesterday when the news broke and I saw all these Jets fans' faces that work in the newsroom just hang their head, oh my God, the same old Jets, the same old Jets. But this offseason has been really, really, really good even without Anthony Barr. And I can't believe I'm saying this. For the first time, I think, boy, maybe since the 60s, this definitely felt like a power shift. Maybe when Bill Parcells was there for those couple of years with the Jets, they went to the AFC Championship game in 98, was the last time it kind of felt like the power had shifted completely. But now, what can you say? I mean, the Jets are set up to compete for the playoffs, and the Giants look like they're going to be a 2-12 team.
Yeah, New York City might be a Jet city before this year is over and done with. All right, you mentioned the Jets and the fact that they have had a very nice offseason, and this offseason is all of 2 days, and we'll see if anything else shakes out. But most of the big free agents, as is the want in the NFL, have already come off the board. What teams have opened your eyes and say, damn, they got a chance to be much better? Is there a team or two where you go, well, this offseason isn't working out for them. Good luck for them coming up in 2019.
Obviously, we just talked about the Jets. That's one that really opens up your eyes and has to make you feel very positive, optimistic. I love the Nick Foles deal for the Jaguars. I know a lot of people are killing the Jaguars for giving him too much money, but there is no price to put on competent quarterbacking. And the Jaguars have been that short of competing for a Super Bowl, and they almost competed in a Super Bowl with awful garbage quarterbacking. So I think this is just ridiculous where people are saying they overspent on Nick Foles. If Nick Foles is anything close to what he was in Philadelphia, and perhaps he can't be because that was the perfect system, the perfect coach, the perfect offense, the perfect everything, maybe he can't be that. But if he is just a competent to good quarterback, the Jaguars immediately become a contender. The Jaguars still have a ferocious young defense. The Jaguars still have that run of the playoffs, the AFC Championship game 2 years ago that they can rely on. And they should, he should be able to solve so many of their problems in terms of quieting a very volatile locker room and taking responsibility in the offense and executing a game plan. He's teamed John DeFilippo. So I just think that's such a slam dunk. And in terms of a team that should have been competitive but wasn't, to add a guy that definitely makes them competitive, I think is huge.
They are just 1 year removed from being in football's Final Four. So, yeah, that lousy year last year, Foles comes in, upgrades the quarterback position. They're right back into the mix in what should be a very competitive and tough-to-decide division in the NFC South this year. All right, speaking of AFC divisions, who's the favorite in the NFC North right now?
I know a lot of people are going to come in off of the Bears last year and pay it forward. I kind of don't believe that. I don't love, obviously, what Kirk Cousins did at the end of the season with the Vikings. And we have all types of question marks about the Packers. But I honestly think it's Green Bay. And I say this because I think Aaron Rodgers just needed a fresh start with a different head coach. He got that with Matt LaFleur, and then they just made three really good additions on defense. And I'm not sure that those three additions on defense fix everything for the Packers, but I trust Aaron Rodgers. So I think all the Vikings, the Packers, and the Bears are all in this 10-win grouping, and so it wouldn't surprise me if one of those teams is 10-6, one of those teams is 9-7, one of those teams is 8-8, or two of the teams are 10-6, or one of the teams is 11-5. They're all in that little category. But I'm gonna hit my cap to the Packers right now because my biggest question mark was, can you get Rodgers back focused and excited to play, and can you fix some of the problems on defense? And I think both of those questions, at least for now, at least to me, have satisfactory answers.
New coach with a lot of pressure on him. I'm going to ask you about another new coach. Last question. I know it sounds weird to say, are the Cleveland Browns the favorite in the AFC North?
You know, I was one of the guys saying that the Steelers are still the favorites, even after trading AB. So many defections from the Baltimore Ravens. I don't know if I trust Lamar Jackson in year number two, because I think last year teams were unable to game plan for him. He really helped them the second half of the season. For a full year off season of game planning, I think Lamar Jackson comes back to the pack a little bit. And, you know, obviously the Bengals are nowhere near the top. And so I was all about the Steelers because they've always been able to replace their wide receivers. Juju is ready to step into a starring role. And I think Ben Roethlisberger has this now chip on his shoulder. I will prove to the world I don't need AB. So I think there's a lot of things to like about the Steelers, except when you go down the roster of this Browns, they're ridiculous. And while nobody feels good about Kareem Hunt going to Cleveland, you add Kareem Hunt to Nick Chubb and Jarvis Landry and now Odell Beckham and Baker Mayfield and David Njoku, and you just go, God, there's more talent on that offense maybe than almost any other offense in the NFL. So I hesitate to make the Browns the favorite just because there's always this overreaction when there's a big trade like this. And let's face it, I mean, the Browns haven't had a winning record in however long. They haven't been to the playoffs since the early 2000s. To suggest they're the best team of the division automatically feels reactionary, but it's them and the Steelers. And if right now you feel like the Browns are an 11-win team or at least a 10-win team and the Steelers are just under that, I could understand that.
I guarantee you in Cleveland they're talking about their favoritism in the AFC North this year. All right, get on the flight. Have a safe one. You'll probably be in the air, but know full well. Maresh, you're going to join us later, and I will hold his feet to the fire as you would, bud.
Very nice. That's what we love. I appreciate it, Jody Mack. Be good, man.
That's the host of this show. DA here with us. He's getting out of Dodge for a couple of days. I'm filling in for him, but he did want to get his 2 cents in. Understandably so. You do this job for a living like he and I do. Oh, you want to get your point of view out there. And when he called this morning, so I can hop on for let's tape. Let's get it on the air. So that's DA on the big moves in the NFL last night. Jody Mack in for your captain and pilot. I'll pilot the phones next, 855-212-4227. Get aboard the DA show. Joining me in studio is the large and in charge one, the usual producer of the show, which, oh, by the way, why the hell aren't you producing today's show, Mr. Maresh?
Well, you know, Jody, sometimes there are contractual things that get involved here when DA's off, and I have duties on the local side at WFAN.
Yeah, come on. It's just because you know they may ask me, and you don't want to come in here and produce for me. Be
no,
honest.
Believe me. No, if Chris Moore was here, I think I would have took off for the next month. So.
Feel free to take shots at everybody else while we take shots at you here, brother. Did I see a tweet yesterday? All you Cleveland, nice town. I may even vacation there someday. But there's no chance, no shot, no way Odell Beckham is ever traded to the Cleveland Browns. Only took about 3 or 4 hours to be proved blatantly wrong there, big guy.
Yeah, you and I think 30,000 people in Northeast Ohio let me know that as well. But yeah, I was clearly wrong. I'm not going to lie. My fandom and my professional side combine here. I talked to enough people in Atlanta, close to trusted sources that told me there is no shot they are trading Beckham this offseason. No shot. So much so that when these rumors were flying around Cleveland the last 2 weeks, it wasn't even talked about locally. Jody, you know that living in New York, it was a non-story.
Hold on here. Atlanta, what does Atlanta have to do with anything?
Down Super Bowl week when I was talking to a lot of people down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, and they assured me.
Understood. But you do realize the Super Bowl was now a month and a half ago.
Has it been that long?
Five,
jeez.
5 weeks.
That's right. We've gone through five Alliance of American Football weeks. So I guess it's
there
about
you
a
go.
Month and a half.
So at least a month and change. Let me state it that way. Things happen. Things change. They don't stay stagnant from the first week in February to the second week of March.
But, Jody, the main prevailing thought was they signed him to a contract, and when you trade a player like this, you take on an enormous dead cap hit, which the Giants are, at $12 million.
Right.
You've got to be asinine to make this deal.
But if they had kept Odell Beckham Jr., were the Giants making the playoffs this year?
No, but what does that matter?
So what difference does it make if they take a $21 million dead cap hit this year? They weren't going anywhere anyway. And but, then they start next year, and there's no more dead cap hit.
But, Jody, the guy's 25 years old. He's arguably, if you take away the value of quarterback, the best player in the NFL. You rebuild with players like that. If they're going to draft a quarterback this year, which they should, and we hope, isn't this exactly what you set him up with? The best freaking wide receiver in the game?
And if he's not the best wide receiver, who is?
Antonio Brown.
How'd that work out for Pittsburgh?
A little different, though. Antonio Brown forced his way out. Odell Beckham didn't force his way out.
I suppose you don't believe there's a really good possibility that Odell Beckham would ever self-ignite himself here in New York.
I think if he had to go through another 2 years of Eli Manning, probably. And if that's their plan, that's even worse. But also, when you take Saquon Barkley last year, Jody, isn't the idea you have Beckham taking the safety off the top and allow Barkley to run wild? Now you're going to run Barkley into the ground and not have a Beckham while teams play eight in the box? Their whole thinking is ridiculous.
Except for you have faith that Odell Beckham would be a good soldier. That at some point, and I agree with you, this needs to be the offseason. You and I blatantly disagreed last year. How did they not take a quarterback at number two? I thought you don't pass on a guy like Saquon Barkley, who's a once every 10-year type running back as compared to a good solid group of quarterbacks last year. And there's a good quarterback grouping this year. I think there's two at the top.
Then
afterwards, it's questionable. So I didn't have a problem with their overall plan of we're not going to do it this year. Now, they need to do it here this offseason. If they don't...
Oh, they better with two first-round picks, Jody.
Agreed. And, oh, by the way, I think it can only be the first of the two. Because do you like do you like anybody else who, if
I don't like anybody but Haskins, to be honest with you.
See, I think Murray's going to be a player. But he might not even be available. He could go right at the top
of
the draft.
I'm not even factoring him because of the Cardinals.
Fair enough. You don't necessarily like any of the other group to take at 17 with the pick they got yesterday?
I am scared to death they're going to fall in love with Daniel Jones because he comes from the Eli Manning tree of David Cutcliffe, and they're going to sell that to fans. Look, it's the next Eli Manning. And if they do that at 17, I might as well put my head in a blender because it's shot.
Well, on that we can agree. I don't love any of the other quarterbacks. I think they need to get Haskins if they have to add that second-round pick or the third-round pick that they got in the Cleveland deal to move up. Because you know that the Jets and who's a five?
The Bucks.
Bucks. Are going to be shopping that pick if somebody wants
to. Yeah.
Right. They're
going
to try and play the game as best they could. Would you add a third round pick to move up one spot, two at the most? You might have to give up more than a three if you're going to move from six to four. If you need to lock in on Haskins, would you be willing to add more than just the swap of picks?
I know this is going to come back to bite me because you could say, what about 10 first round picks? To me, there is no price you could pay that isn't worth it if you're going to get your next franchise quarterback. That is undeniably the most important position. And this rebuild can't even get a breath of fresh air without that. So, yeah, I'd give it up.
Yeah, so would I. And it'd be interesting to see how it shakes out. And I do like Haskins, and I hope that's the guy for your sake and all the rest of you giant brethren, that's the guy that they get.
Yeah.
All right, so your overall opinion of Dave Gettleman as of right now wasn't good prior to yesterday, so how are you feeling about your general manager today?
I don't like the idea of calling for anybody to lose their livelihood, but the idea that Dave Gettleman is still the general manager as of 11:46 a.m. Eastern today is an atrocious job. The guy needs to get out. That's it. It's out. He literally just traded the offensive Lawrence Taylor. He traded the best player I've seen in 20 years of Giant football, championships or not, for basically a bag of beans and a box safety. I mean, this is ridiculous. How does this guy have a job?
A little overstatement there, Lawrence Taylor. Maybe the greatest linebacker of all time in the history of the NFL.
This guy could be the greatest wide receiver of all time.
Yeah, he could be. And you could be, too. Come on.
Jody, I'm 260 pounds. He's Odell Beckham Jr.
Please tell me the day
he gets
the
ball.
Please tell me the day that Odell Beckham Jr. goes by Jerry Rice. I want to see that.
He broke some of Jerry Rice's records in the first 3 years of a career.
He's not Jerry Rice, and he's never going to be Jerry Rice, and he's not going to be the greatest receiver of all time. You can make that argument about Lawrence Taylor. You can't make that argument about Odell Beckham Jr. And if he does, it's going to be because of Baker Mayfield, not because he was going to stay with the Giants and become the next Jerry Rice. That's not happening, buddy.
Yeah, not with Eli at 54 years old, still slinging it.
What is it? Why won't they move on from Eli? I was cool, as I just stated, I was cool with the one more year, we'll take our shot, but at some point, you got to move on.
I don't understand why more Giant fans or people within the Giants can't separate themselves from the fact that they could think Eli Manning's a Hall of Famer, have won two Super Bowls, given them all these memories, and also realize the guy is the horse behind the barn. He's shot. That's it. Why do we have to owe this guy everything from 2007, 2011? Great. He'll be a hero. He'll be in the Ring of Honor. Get rid of him now. $23 million on the cap. We're taking on more dead money with Eli, with Beckham, and we're still paying Eli for what? For what? The only reason he can still be paying Eli is if you're not taking a quarterback and you know he sucks that much that you're going to go 0-16 and you're going to get the first pick next year. But they don't think that.
Tua.
Oh,
say Tua.
Or suck for the
say
duck.
Say Tua. Come on.
I like Herbert better.
No.
I do.
No.
No. No, yes.
No, Tua's a better player.
Well, listen, regardless, this is ridiculous.
And Herbert, see, and I love Marash. Everyone loves Marash, but I specifically love Marash. But there are some things that he's clueless about. His evaluations of quarterback. Don't let him kid yourself. Don't let him ever forget this, because I'll never let him forget this. If he had his druthers, the Giants would have drafted Josh Rosen last year.
If I had my druthers, we'd trade you, for him right now.
Right. Go ahead.
That'll, and if we get the best be quarterback in 2018
NFL
player?
Because the fact that the Jets will be better than the Giants for the next 5 years, and I'll be able to lord that over them for the next 5 years because Sam Darnold laughs at Josh Rosen.
How about you host a playoff game before you tell me the Jets are better than the Giants? Please.
Been a while since Giants hosted a playoff game, brother.
2011. At least I was an adult.
When was the last time the Giants were in a championship game?
After the Jets, 2011, they won a Super Bowl. That one backfired on you, Jody.
When did Sanchez go?
2010.
10 or 11?
Yeah. Oh, he played in 11. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. So the Jets were actually in a championship game.
What are you talking about?
Same year? Jets and
no.
Giants both in the same game?
No. The Giants ended their season on Christmas Eve, if you remember. And that propelled the Giants to go to the Super Bowl. Jets were the 2 years prior.
Okay, so it has been. The Giants were there.
Neither, boom, roasted.
Neither one of them have made the playoffs in a while. Oh, I'll take my chances over the green over the blue. Right.
I'm jealous of the current Jet roster. If you're asking me to admit that, I will admit that. I am jealous of the current Jet roster.
And if they get Haskins, now we got a competition, Jets
right.
and Giants.
Right, but yeah.
They get Josh Rosen, I'm living large for the next half decade.
Yeah, the problem is we still don't have receivers to throw the ball to. Oh, by the way, I guess that's a new built-in Eli excuse. We'll fix the offensive line, but hey, there's no receivers to throw to.
And even though I'm not an Eli guy, and you know I agreed that they should have moved on last year, that offensive line was atrocious. And to Gettleman's credit, he did address it. He didn't address it correctly, but he did realize and did acknowledge the offensive line wasn't good enough.
Great. So we're going to build an offensive line, protect Eli, protect whoever, and we're going to throw to Sterling Shepard and Corey Coleman. Think about that. The Browns got Odell Beckham. We got their first-round waste as the other starter at receiver right now.
All right. Do you eBay the fine jersey you have on today, or are you going to keep it in mothballs, or are you going to wear it proudly to the two Giant games you're going to go to this year?
My Saquon jersey is now pressed to wear the games. I'm not going to any home games. I'll
Which
go to
he's
the
come
game.
Around on. Let's acknowledge, folks. He wanted no part of Saquon.
Oh, got
to be
player.
A quarterback. Has to be a quarterback. If the Giants don't take a quarterback, I may never be a Giant fan again. I don't know when he said this. Oh, it was exactly a year ago today. But we shall see.
Yeah.
Now you're a Saquon guy.
I
huh?
am. But I'm going to fold this up, and I'm going to hope in about 4 years when he ruins Baker Mayfield, he comes back and he goes and wins a ring with Dwayne Haskins. And the Giants.
Oh, yeah, that'll be happening. You got him coming back to the Giants?
I could see it. He's that legendary. He's that important. LeBron came
wow.
back to Cleveland.
You are so overstating the talents and achievements of Odell Beckham Jr. It's ridiculous.
Greatest wide receiver of all time.
Yeah, he's better than Jerry Rice. At least I give him this much. You got to give him this much, folks. He sticks to his guns. No matter how foolish he sounds, no matter how outrageous or outlandish his stances are, he sticks to them. He goes down with the ship, like the mothership. He'll go down. Not a problem.
Boy, the mothership sounds like it's going down today with me and you here right
there
now.
There you go. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Jody.
You're done for the day.
Looking forward to you the next 2 days while I'm not here.
Go tell CMB that I said hi.
I will. I'm sure Bart will think this is a great move.
We'll see what Bart has to say.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.